Good day, and welcome to the Growth Energy Press Conference. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Tom Byas, CEO of Growth Energy. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, and thank you all for getting on the call today. We wanted to, one, explain why we have a number of people here in town and some of the issues that we're expressing our concern and support thereof of others on Capitol Hill. We have producers and members in from Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. And obviously, they're meeting with their delegations, but also other members to talk about the big issues that are impacting our industry. Obviously, the Renewable Fuel Standard is very important for our industry, and it's come under some intense attacks, often based on misinformation. And breaking the blend wall, moving forward to higher blends, and Growth Energy filed the waiver 4 years ago, and 1 month ago, we filed the waiver for higher blends with EPA and got the approval, and certainly are in that process. And at this time, I'm joined here today by General Wes McClark and Jeff Groin. Jeff is the co-chair of Growth Energy, and he's also the executive chairman of POET, the world's largest ethanol producer. And I'll turn it over to Jeff to touch on some of the critical issues that we're advocating this week.
All right. Good morning. Glad to be with all of you. Again, we want to talk a little bit about the Renewable Fuel Standard this morning and some of the things surrounding that. And so I'm just going to cover some facts and issues that we're basically seeing. But today, the Renewable Fuel Standard guarantees market access to renewable fuels that otherwise we wouldn't see because basically ethanol's the volume of ethanol in the market is controlled by our competition. It's controlled by the industry that makes the other product, which is the oil industry. Today, U.S. ethanol industry is basically 10% of our nation's gasoline. We've reached the 10% goal that was set out by all the laws that have been created. But the potential is much larger. We actually can be up to 30% of the fuel by 2022 meet the Renewable Fuel Standard goals. That's a domestic renewable product that creates jobs right here. It's much better for the environment, and we can use more and more of it. And it's actually quite a bit cheaper than gasoline as well. There's a lot of feedstock available, a tremendous amount of feedstock available. Everything from the corn that we've got today, which we obviously only use the starch and the proteins still left over, which is great, and sorghum as well, to a billion tons of cellulose. A billion tons of cellulose that goes to waste in this country every year that can also make ethanol. However, we won't succeed if Big Oil is successful in eliminating the RFS and preventing our access to consumers. We want consumers to have the ability to choose and to use more renewable fuel in their gasoline if they like to. So a significant key to meeting the goal of the RFS is to break the so-called blend wall, to get through the 10% barrier that's out there and get to higher levels of ethanol. Growth Energy successfully led getting approval from EPA to raise the amount of ethanol that can be in gasoline up to 15%. That petition was filed over 4 years ago, and we're making progress on that. Unfortunately, the oil interests have done everything that they can to prevent consumer access to E15. They've done things like erecting regulatory and legal challenges to a very expensive PR campaign of disinformation. While we are slowly succeeding, Big Oil is now trying to really throw a Hail Mary by getting Congress to pass legislation to repeal the RFS and deny American motorists a less expensive, more environmentally friendly renewable fuel, which obviously is ethanol. Today, just a few facts about ethanol: responsible for 400,000 direct and indirect jobs, and we can create another 136,000 jobs if we can move to E15. We also add approximately $50 million to the GDP. We save consumers about $8 billion a year annually at the pump. Ethanol is more than 50 cents a gallon cheaper than gasoline today. And we basically are revitalizing the rural economies and helping the U.S. economy as a whole. Those are some of the issues I want to touch on this morning. Happy to take questions later. Now I would like to turn it over to General Wesley Clark, co-chairman of Growth Energy.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Tom. I'm happy to be here. For me, it's a national security issue. I spent most of my life in the armed forces working national security, and it turns out I've discovered that the economy is just as important, if not more important, than our armed forces, and given us a free and secure country, and probably nothing's more important to that economy than our agricultural sector, the fact that we're independent of outside forces of food, and that with the help of our great agricultural sector, we're moving toward energy independence. Ethanol is a big step forward for America's energy independence. It's a homegrown industry. Guys like Jeff Broin have been in it since they were kids. They literally built the technology and built the companies that are saving Americans every day from importing another million barrels of oil from the Middle East. So I know there's a lot of ballyhoo now about shale gas and oil from the Bakken shale, and we're all for that. I think the more we can do at home, the better. But we can't drill our way to energy independence. We've got to use all of America's resources. And one of the greatest resources we have is the biofuels industry, and in particular, built on America's agricultural economy, the ability to take first corn and then cellulosic materials and produce ethanol from it. It's cheaper than gasoline, it's cleaner than gasoline, it's higher octane than gasoline, and it provides the basis for a future fuel that will help our automobile manufacturers meet the CAFE standards that and improve mileage that President Obama has signed into law. So we've got everything going for us in this business, but we do need to retain the renewable fuel standards. I've been around government for a long time, and I've seen lots of policies come and go, and most of them go pretty quick. The renewable fuel standard is the one energy policy I've seen in my lifetime, which is working. It's working right now to change the fuel mix in America and bring us toward energy independence and less reliance on oil imported from unstable and hostile areas. So I think we have to retain the renewable fuel standard and build on this great start we've got in the ethanol business. So with that, I think we'd all be happy to take your questions.